Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Wednesday, January 19th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. This morning, I had a combination of thoughts. Actually, one could say it's a formula that became apparent to me, which connects being a good person to succeeding in business, whatever your business may be. And I'd like to share with you where this formula comes from and why it suddenly appeared, I would say, before me this morning. Actually, yesterday morning. I was listening to an interview of Jeff Rosenblum. Jeff Rosenblum is one of the world's top advertising executives. He has enhanced advertising for Apple, Capital One, Disney, the NFL, Samsung, Starbucks, Universal, pretty much everybody you can think of. And he has a book out that came out, I think, yesterday called Exponential. And it's really about how to make your brand exponentially grow in your business. But it's about a lot more than that. And that's what I want to talk about, because I have not read the book. I only listened to the interview. But the interview shared and then prompted some very interesting thoughts for me, and I want to share them with you. Rosenblum talks about the competitive edge that you get by thinking creatively. And he said that if you're in a small business, if you're a small business owner, or you have a service that you provide for people, what you want to do going forward is to, as he phrases it, lean into customer service. He says that customer service is really the key in the future. It's what will distinguish individual businesses from one another, because AI, which will take over much of the employment field in terms of jobs that AI will be able to perform, that people are currently performing, humans are currently performing. What he says is that extra added concern for your customer base, showing kindness or compassion or a particular interest in your customer base or your client base, is what will help you stand out and what will exponentially grow your brand. And I'll explain a little bit more of that further on in the podcast. But I first want to start with him saying that that's the new advertising. Customer service is the new advertising. And boy, it made me instantly think of my father. My father was an innovator in the field of home security. My father was one of the first, if not the first, home burglar and fire alarm companies in the United States. He was the go-to guy for many, many years in terms of technology in that industry. Rosenblum was saying that only your business can get to know your community, right? The closer you are to your community, the more your community can know you and your business. So he said that things like kindness and respect and shaking their hands, and although in a COVID world, maybe not shaking their hands, and listening to them is so key in distinguishing yourself and growing your brand. And again, I go back to my father. My father started that industry. He worked out of our home. His office was literally a home office back then. It was a room in our house that he, every morning, arranged the jobs that his men would go out on. And his men, he had crews, teams of men who worked for him, installers, electricians who did the work. Back then, those systems were hardwired. They weren't Wi-Fi as they are today. And we actually had a shed behind our home where the supplies were kept. It was the inventory shed. And every morning he would go back out there with his crews and they would identify what equipment they needed that day to do the homes or the jobs that they were going out to install that day. And it may sound very dinosaur-esque in the way I'm describing business used to be, but that's in fact how the industry was before Wi-Fi. And so what I remember is that My father had an index, a 3x5 index card file in his top drawer of his office desk. And that file was an index card for every customer he had ever installed an alarm system in their home. And on that index card was the name of the husband and wife, their birth dates, their children's names, the birth dates of their children. So that, let's say my father hadn't talked to a customer in a year, and suddenly the customer called for whatever reason. They were having a problem with the system, they had a false alarm, they had an attempted break-in, whatever it was. The first thing he would do when he realized who was on the phone, he'd slide open that drawer, pull out the index card, and he would say, for example, "Harry, how are you? How's Linda? How are the kids? Well, I bet Gloria must be about 9 now, and Todd must be about 7. And people were always astonished at how personal he was and how nice he could be and compassionate and empathetic about their family situation. And if in that call he learned that there were now grandchildren or someone had died, he marked that on the file. And so he always could relate, and they could always relate to his compassion and his empathy and his caring for them. So I laughed when I heard Jeff Rosenblum say that empathy, and he stressed empathy and kindness and respect and getting to know your customers, was the new advertising. You know, isn't it the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible, which I think is the book Koheleth in the Hebrew, that says there's nothing new under the sun, right? And that's what I thought of when Rosenblum was talking. There's nothing new under the sun. This is a cycle. Life is a cycle. Life is a spiral, actually, on which we travel. And we repeat those access points that spiral is on as we go up and down the levels of that spiral. So we've come around to what my father was doing in the 70s and the 80s. What Rosenblum went on to say is that what you want to do for your customers is to do what you promised or said you were going to do and then do a little more. Why? Well, because he said it's the right thing to do, but also because he talked about this concept of homeostasis. And he said homeostasis is this desire we humans have for balance. He said, so if you spend X amount of dollars buying a product, you want a product that has a value of X amount of dollars when you get it. You want it to work and you want it to be exactly what it was you ordered. If a company gives you more than what you ordered, he said, if they also give you great customer service, now it's out of balance. Now you got more than you paid for. So what do? Well, he said, you tell other people. You say, oh my gosh, look what happened. I ordered X and it didn't work, but I called them and they were so incredible and so helpful, and they FedExed me another one and they threw in a gift. And those people become evangelists working for you. Why? Because you gave them more than what they asked for. And so he said, the question you ask yourself is, how do you create more brand evangelists? And again, I laughed. Because my father never advertised his business in all the years he was in business. Now, my father started from nothing and died a multimillionaire. So I think his business acumen is worth looking at. And what he said to me back then, I remember, he had one line in the Yellow Pages, which then was the business directory of the telephone book. The back half of the phone book was the Yellow Pages, right? He had one line, the name of his company under the letter I, International Alarm Systems, and his phone number. And when I asked him why that was the only place he had anything resembling an ad, he said, it's actually not an ad. It's for my customers if they forget the number. He never, ever had advertising. He used to say, my customers are the best advertising I could ever have. My customers spread the word. And in fact, back then, my father only put in alarm systems for people who had been referred by existing customers. And the reason was he had a 3 to 6 month wait for installations. That's how busy, and that's how his business continued to grow throughout the entire, well, throughout my entire life during which he ran the business. He ultimately sold it. Rosenblum told an interesting story. He told a story about someone named Phineas Gage. I had never heard this story before. Gage lived during the 1800s. It was actually 1848 when this story occurred. He was a railroad worker, and he was on a gang, a railroad gang, blasting rock in Vermont to put in railroad tracks. And they had to bore a hole deep into the rock, and so they inserted blasting powder and a fuse. And then Gage tamped down the sand and the clay and the other inert material that was in the hole above the powder, and he tamped it down with an iron rod. And he was distracted for a moment. And as the explosion went off, the iron rod entered his skull from below his throat. And it went up through his skull and came out through his eye. His jaw was thrust open and then shut due to the soft tissue that was hinged at the back part of the jaw. His workers immediately scooped him up and they took him to a nearby porch of a home where they waited for a physician. And incredibly, he didn't die. But when the doctor arrived, he was throwing up part of his brain matter onto the floor of the porch. Now, you would think he died, but he didn't. He survived to live a pretty much normal, I guess, as he could be, and functional life. However, he was somewhat incapacitated mentally, and it turned out to be a lesson in medicine, which is that the frontal cortex of the brain determines decision-making. You use your prefrontal cortex when you talk to customers, and they're using theirs when they talk to you. It turns out that the human brain is what's called a cognitive spam filter, because every second we're exposed to 11 million bits of information. I mean, I'm talking to you, you're listening to me on an app, or you're listening to me on another device, and there's air conditioning vent blowing in the background, and there's birds singing outside, and the dog is barking in the other room, and 11 million a second, but we only process 50. So if you have a product or a service you want to get past the spam filter of the brain, what do you do? Well, historically, advertisers and companies used emotion, right? The cute puppy, the cute baby, whatever. They played on emotion. But now Rosenblum is saying you have to do something meaningful. You have to bring content to people's lives that make your brand true to something, without you being a missionary about it. And he gave an example, and the example was Fender guitars. He said they're some of the most famous guitars in the world, and they were under pressure because of competition. So they decided to provide free personalized lessons in guitar on the internet at every level, no matter what type of music you played or no matter what level of skill you had. And they didn't care whose guitar you owned. They just wanted to teach kids how to play the guitar, or teach people how to play the guitar, or get better at playing the guitar. But their brand benefited because they were providing something. And sooner or later, people taking the lessons who may need a new guitar or want to refer somebody and say, listen, if you're going to get a guitar, why not get a Fender? That's how it works. It's not short-term satisfaction. It's a long-term game plan, but it works. So, again, I thought about this brilliant book by Rosenblum that's coming out today that'll sell billions of copies, right, that will get all this acclaim, and I thought of my father one more time. Because my father's men were not unionized, and several times during his ownership of the company, the unions came and tried to organize his workers, and they refused. Why? Because my father knew every one of his workers, and he knew everyone in their families, their wives, their children. He provided health insurance back when it wasn't necessary or even common. If an appliance broke in their home, a washing machine, a television, he went out and bought them a new washing machine, a new television. His workers were incredibly loyal to him. Why? Because he provided for them. He had empathy and compassion for them. So why do a podcast about, number one, ways to make your brand more successful, but number two, my father? And the reason is, there's probably no better formula on how to succeed than one, doing what you say you will do. Two, going the extra mile to provide just a bit more than you said you would do. Three, having a product or a service that has integrity. And four, having empathy for your customers and your employees. This is what's really lacking in this giant corporate world that we live in. Don't you hear all the time about Amazon workers suing or reporting the conditions at Amazon or even at Tesla? This is what you hear. Because there is no empathy and there is no compassion and there is no integrity in the relationships that these employers build. But also, the reason I bring all this up is because it's really another application of what I say all the time on this podcast about how we need to live our lives as individuals. One, we need to be humble. Because there exists a power greater than you and me from which our existence originates. And we need to remember that and be humble about it. Two, be unique. Be unique because you were created and born to be unique. Three, be truthful because it creates unity and harmony, and deceit creates the opposite. And finally, be courageous. Because courage is empowering of you and it's contagious to others. I want to close with this. Everything you say and everything you do matters, whether it's personal or it's professional. And I will end with this story because I used to present it all the time when I presented live seminars. Probably from my 40s on, age 40 on, when I would go into a store, before we were so tied to credit cards or debit cards, when people actually carried cash around, some still do, but most don't. And I would be in a store and I would buy something and I would give a $10 bill to pay for what I was buying. And the cashier meant to give me a dollar back and instead they gave me a five and they didn't realize what they had done. And I would look down and I would notice that I had a five and I knew I was only supposed to get a one. I would always hand the five back and say, "You gave me too much change. My faith won't let me keep it." Now, I'm sure that people gave back change all the time, but they don't say, "My faith won't let me keep it." Why did I say that? Because inevitably the cashier would say, "Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I didn't realize. What's your faith? What's your faith?" And in that instant, I got to do as quickly as I could in as few words as possible, but fast and concise. "Well, I believe that we're all connected. I believe that we're all about oneness, that how we treat one another matters, that if I hurt you, I hurt myself because that connection means that I am you and you are me." I would do 60 seconds or 90 seconds, as much time as I had, trying to spread a message that everything we say and everything we do to and with one another matters. That, in essence, is the wisdom of Jeff Rosenblum's book that will come out, that will sell millions. I don't demean him. I don't underestimate his talent. I haven't worked with Apple and Samsung and Netflix and Disney World and everyone else he's worked with. He has infinitely more money than I do. But I would say this. There's nothing new under the sun. It's all been done before. It circles and cycles and spirals around again and again and again. And it's why we need to know the past, because if we don't, we're doomed to repeat the worst of it and we lose the benefit of the best of it. So before I sign off on today's podcast, I need to say one thing. To my father, who's in spirit, but who I know listens and watches. Thanks, Dad. It came around again. I'm Carol Gold. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Think for Yourself, and until I'm back here again on Friday, that's exactly what I encourage you to do. Think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.